Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, March 19th, Thankful Tuesday. I think we'll do some of that alphabet work we did last week where we talked about the characteristics of God from A to G. What comes after G? H. So we'll go H. I don't know how far we'll get in the alphabet, but we'll spend some time reflecting on who God is and then thanking Him for His character. In Luke's Gospel, we are in chapter 22, starting in verse 24, and we'll go through verse 38. Then we'll move over to the Psalms, and today we're in the first part of Psalm 147. Starting in verse 24 of Luke 22. A dispute arose among them as to which of them would be regarded as the greatest. And he said to them, "The kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and those in authority over them are called benefactors. But not so with you. Rather, let the greatest among you become as the youngest, and the leader as one who serves. For who is the greater, one who reclines at table, or one who serves? Is it not the one who reclines at table? But I am among you as one who serves. You are those who have stayed with me in my trials, and I assign to you as my Father assigned to me, a kingdom, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Simon, Simon, behold, Satan demands to have you, that he may sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned again, strengthen your brothers." Peter said to him, "Lord, I am ready to go with you both to prison and to death." Jesus said, "I tell you, Peter, the rooster will not crow this day until you deny three times that you know me." And he said to them, "When I sent you out with no money bag or knapsack or sandals, did you lack anything?" They said, "Nothing." He said to them, "But now let the one who has a money bag take it, and likewise a knapsack. And let the one who has no sword sell his cloak and buy one. For I tell you that the scripture must be fulfilled in me. And he was numbered with the transgressors. For what is written about me has its fulfillment." And they said, "Look, Lord, here are two swords." And he said to them, "It is enough." Let's go back to verse 31. "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan demanded to have you that he might sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned again, strengthen your brothers." This is a curious passage. We wonder how Satan demanded that he might sift him like wheat. It's kind of like the passage in Job 1 and 2 where Satan stands as the accuser before God, and so he's accusing Peter here. The two things I want to highlight are things that are pretty clear, that Jesus prayed for him, that his faith may not fail. I don't know if you remember this, but Jesus says that he intercedes on behalf of the saints before the Father continually. So he's praying for us even now as well, that our faith may not fail. And then there's a second part when Peter realizes his failings. It says, "When you have turned again, then he is to strengthen his brothers." And so when we come to our senses, when we realize our sinfulness before the Lord, then we're to be a people who are humble and ready to help other sinners who need our help. And now let's move onward to Psalm 147, verses 1 through 11. "Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant and a song of praise is fitting. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the outcast of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of the stars and gives to all of them their names. Great is our Lord and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure. The Lord lifts up the humble. He casts the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make melody to our God on the lyre. He covers the heavens with clouds. He prepares rain for the earth. He makes grass grow on the hills. He gives to the beasts their food and to the young ravens that cry. His delight is not in the strength of the horse, nor his pleasure in the legs of a man. But the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his steadfast love. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together on Thankful Tuesday. We typically think about a person, place, thing, and attribute of God that we're thankful for. Today, we're going to be thankful for lots of attributes of God from H to S. And as we think about a person that we're thankful for, I want you also to kind of push yourself to think about a person that you might need to move toward in love. As you think about a place you're thankful for, think about a place where God may have called you out to be light, where it's difficult. And when you think about a thing you're thankful for, whether it's health or financial wealth or a good neighborhood or whatever it is, pray for that same blessing on others around us. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your word. It is so convicting and helpful. We just pray, Lord, as we look back at the disciples that we can see ourselves in the pages of Scripture, we don't have it figured out. They didn't either, but we have a steadfast Lord who loves us, and so we're thankful. Today, on this day, we want to thank you for a person in our lives who has impacted us greatly. And we want to pray, Lord, that you might help us to move toward another individual who is perhaps difficult to love, that you would help us to be doggedly committed to the Christian body. We thank you for a place that comes to mind right now. And we ask, Lord, that you would give us the fortitude to be light in a dark place. We thank you for a thing today, Lord. We pray for the blessings of whatever we just thanked you for to be abundant in the lives of those who are not so fortunate. Help us, Lord, just to have proper perspective. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be glad in it. Okay, I want to hear what your attributes of God are. Here are mine that I've come up with today. Lord, you are holy, you are infinite, you are just and kind. You're a listener, a merciful master who is noble and omnipotent. You have all power. You're the Prince of Peace. You're our questioner. You help us to ask ourselves those hard questions like the disciples today. You know, you're giving us an upside down kingdom. For who is greater, the one who reclines at the table or the one who serves? Well, according to this worldly wisdom, it's the one who reclines at table. But Jesus, you call us to a different way, to be the one who serves. You are our refuge, and ultimately you are the servant who strengthens his people. Thank you, Lord, for who you are. We love you. We pray all this in Christ's name. Amen.